Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. So my husband, Chris, and I were talking the other day and we came up with a really fun idea around this book launch. So you guys know that this book is pretty much the thing for me right now. 4 years from start to finish, you guys. My life's work all in one place right now. So it is kind of my child. So forgive me if it's all you're hearing about, but I also am completely not going to ever shut up about it at this moment. So with that said, we came up with a really cool idea because we are, you know, my whole message is in this book. I share things in here that I've never shared before because I know that it's going to change the lives of the people who read it. So we thought of getting this book out in some really fun ways, not only for you guys to join the Facebook page, A Tribe Called Bliss. We're going to be sharing some cool ways that you can help get the book out and also get some free stuff for doing it. But I really need some boots on the ground. And I know so many women in there are just naturally helping share, uploading on their Instagram for us. We're actually giving you a whole lot of different things that you can share in order to get the book out into the world on the May 8th launch date. So if you're interested in doing that, go there for sure. But we're also giving some really cool incentives. And I hope that you guys can join us on the road. We'd love to see you. We'd love to hang out. We'd love to get a picture together so that we can just get to know each other and finally meet in person, which will be so fun. We're going to have an awesome conversation about tribe. What's stopping us? How to really start building a tribe? How to truly connect with each other? What does it actually look like to support women? And also really having a lot of Me Too conversations. Like, I've definitely been there too. Wow, I've really felt that way too. I felt lonely. I felt isolated. I felt scared. I felt the unworthiness. I felt the not enoughness. I felt like I'm not going to be able to make it to the next level if I don't get in with certain tribes. So these are the conversations we're going to have. We're also going to do an hour Q&A and, like I said, pictures. So I hope you get to hang out if you are in Boston, LA, New York, Minneapolis, or Toronto. So when Chris and I were talking, we thought, wouldn't it be cool if we read parts of the book leading up to the book launch so you guys could get a little taste of what it's about? So that's what I want to do for you today during this quickie. This is from the beginning of the book. In fact, I believe it's page 47. It's called Tribal Fail. So I'm going to read you a little piece of what it looked like. This is just a couple pages off what it looked like when I started to build my own tribe. So you guys, I feel like I'm reading the audiobook all over again. So I got to get into my reader's voice. Okay. I think it's on. All right. It's called Tribal Fail. It's just a small part of the book. My first attempt at inviting people into my tribe, but I wasn't calling it a tribe then, was clunky. I felt like the girl everyone stared at. The girl driving around in her beat-up car covered in bumper stickers, hollering out the window from a megaphone to get the world to join her cause. I'm looking for friends who only want to talk about deep things, scary things, real things, vulnerable things, basically everything we're not talking about. That's not only an overbearing first-time introduction in most contexts, but it scares people away. It was obvious that I needed help figuring out how to attract the people I needed and wanted into my life without freaking them out or sounding desperate. I had no idea how to create a tribe or where to begin. I've actually gotten quite good at small talk. The trouble is, I don't like it much. It feels more to me like a juggling of chaotic energies or constantly switching partners at a hoedown rather than a good firm dance hold, followed by a mesmerizing waltz. The exquisite rise and fall, underarm turns and promenades, followed by a thank you for the beautiful moment we shared, and a goodbye when energy has left the hold and the dance is over. In fact, there are times when small talk, light and casual conversation about unimportant topics, as the dictionary defines it, feels so trivial that I feel physical discomfort in my body. And if there's a table of food nearby, it takes all I've got to keep myself away from the num-nums. I always seem to find myself feeding my face so I can num-num out and small talk less. But because I knew I needed to expand my network, I continued to go places and make dates to connect to new people. But after these networking events, the casual conversation between strangers, I still found I would leave with a full belly and an empty soul. This only confirmed why I did not want to go to these types of things in the first place. I mean, is it just me, or does it get really old feeling like you need a 2-drink minimum before you can spend hours talking about things that will never break the surface and actually cause a real connection? Okay, so I just wanted to read you a page. That was just a page from the book. Wondering if you guys have ever felt that way. Because honestly, so much of this book came from all of the moments of me attempting to break past the surface with women, especially with how much I've moved in my life, going from city to city, place to place, and tribe to tribe. Like, as I would evolve, I'd want to connect with other women who are at the next level. And it's like, I had no idea how to do that. I would show up to these things feeling so awkward. I'd show up being like, what do I just ask the tough questions right away? Like, what does this even look like? But I knew that I was lacking in these deep connections. I knew that I didn't feel like I had any support. I didn't feel like I had a tribe to call on. I felt like when I would get knocked down, I didn't have anyone who was there to pull me back up and remind me of who I was. And you guys, everybody needs a tribe. I don't care who you are. It absolutely is so pertinent to even our health they're showing now. They're showing that the people who are the happiest, healthiest, and most successful truly feel deeply connected and like they have a strong social circle. And this book can be done with people. That's what it's all about, is to really purchase a copy for yourself and for someone else. If not, you know, actually it's meant for two or more people. But honestly, this book can be read alone. And if you are not ready to do it yet with your tribe, read through the whole thing. I promise you, it's going to open up some doors for you. You're going to start looking at life differently. You're going to start seeing opportunities to connect with people. So you guys, I hope that if you are in a place where you want to connect to your tribe, that this book opens up relationships and opportunities for you that you did not yet see for yourself. So you can go and order at atribecalledbliss.com or lauriehartercom/Amazon. And the tickets for the event, because I really want to hang out with you, I hope you guys get this, because it is going to be the place where I'm actually going to connect the audience together to each other. So you are going to leave feeling more fulfilled. We're not just going to show up there and be like, okay, it was another event that I went to, but I don't quite feel like I connected to my people, or I don't quite feel like I was totally understood. Like, this is the thing that we're going to do to help you connect to your tribe so that you leave feeling like you have people in your life that you can connect to and rely on. And we'll do that through Facebook pages as well, so you guys can stay connected. So we're just going to have fun. Like, if you have ever been to any of my events, you know that I am all about making sure that everyone is comfortable and that we just have a really beautiful, connected evening, not only to each other, but to yourself. So I want to make sure that you leave with the most filled up version of yourself and soul, and you really get reminded of why you're here and what you are here to do. So I want to light your soul on fire, and we're going to do that together with each other. So it's so much fun, you guys. Even if you want to bring your tribe, bring your husband, bring your spouse, bring whomever. This is not just for women. I know so many men who are going to support the women. So join us. I'd love to see you on the road, and I cannot wait. Like, it's getting so real for me now watching this book go out into the world. And I have a massive, massive vision and goal for this book. You know, my dream is to hit New York Times bestseller, and there is no way that that is going to happen without you guys. So if you feel that you want to help in any way, help support your tribe, help support this message, it would mean the world to me if you would even post a picture on your Instagram, or if you would want to join us on the book tour, whatever version of help you would like to help with, I would love, love, love to have it. Yes, that's a big ask. I fully, fully, highly encourage all of you to be able to be this bold, to be able to ask your community as well. And the key is just pour so much love on them that they are moved to want to help you, because I know that's how it is for me. I have been in different people's masterminds where, or masterminds or groups, or just been so poured on by, you know, Gabby Bernstein, who's written so many beautiful books, Daniel Laporte, Gretchen Rubin, where the second all of their stuff comes out, I can't wait but declare it on my page so I can show massive support because they've supported my life. So if this podcast has supported you in any way, I would love for you to either purchase the book, come to one of the book tour stops, or to just simply grab a picture from my page, repost it, and share it. That would mean the absolute world to me right now in order to hit these goals and get this message out into the world. So thank you guys so much for holding space. Thank you for allowing me to have the big ask. I didn't say ass. and I'm so grateful for you. And you guys keep up the conversation. I love getting to know you on Insta stories. You guys know that I respond back to every single message that you guys send on Instagram through stories. So I love you guys. I'm grateful for you. And I cannot wait for you to read this book and let me know how you feel and how it affects your tribe and how you guys support each other. Because this is the new way of being, it's the new way of supporting each other, and it's the new way of building community. Sending you guys so much love, and until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.